RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550. Tee to Green on WGR is presented by Woods to Wedges, by Michelob Ultra, by the Western New York PGA, by Custom Turf, and by our home clubs, Fox Valley, Tantara, and Briarwood. It's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Cozio, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Metis.
Hey, good morning, and welcome to TD Green. We are live today from one of our home clubs, the Fox Valley Club in Lancaster, New York. Brian Cozio is on assignment today. Kevin Sylvester, Jeff Metis here, and we'll introduce our guest in just a moment, but bringing back memories for you. You were just telling me before the show, like, you remember helping build this pro shop here.
Yeah, I was at Fox Valley the first couple of years they were open. As we were building the facility, I remember we had 33 members the first year. It was a little quiet around here, and it also rained a lot. That I remember.
No tee times, 33.
You still get slow play complaints, believe me.
I'm sure. Well, the man who has to handle those slow play complaints now is John D'Addario, the new professional here. And John's no stranger to golf in Western New York. He's at Brookfield for many, many years, Western New York PGA professional. John, welcome to the show, and I'd say welcome here. You were here back in the fall, but not a year into it. What's been your experience so far here at Fox Valley?
Well, welcome. Thank you for inviting me here. This is great. This has been a great experience for me. The membership has really treated me well, and just kind of knowing their nuances and kind of getting to know the golf course and just learning, like, again, how the golf course is and just probably seeing, hey, members coming in, showing them different merchandise, stuff like that. So it's a great experience. I love being a head golf professional, helping them with their swings and stuff like that.
All right, and you need help with your swing here at this course. I know this is my home club, and I love being here, and I love the new vibe that we're going to talk about a little later on with Marie, but there's this new energy here at Fox Valley Club.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're going in a new direction. We want to do Project 300, and that's basically we want to try to have 300 members here at our club. And we're going to try to give our member and guest the best experience possible. We got a new logo this year, so we're trying to get that new, those families coming in here, having them come on the golf course, doing family clinics throughout the month and stuff like that.
All right, then there's a lot of things we're going to talk about with family. But let's talk about this golf course. And one of the things that's always been, Jeff, even from the start, the greens here. At Fox Valley, the undulations on the greens. There's great topography here, too, with the holes. But
yeah, the escarpment here.
Yep. Yeah, I find the greens are so challenging here.
Yeah, they can be, and it's one of those courses where you need to be on the right side of the pin, so you don't want to be aiming always at the pin. You know, you get out with most players, and you play with them, and they're saying, if you ask them where they were aiming, they always just say at the pin. You know, if that pin's back right and the pond's on the right, they're still kind of aiming at the pin. Or if the pin's in the, you know, in the back or in the center, you always want to be putting uphill as much as possible, especially around a facility like this with the steeply banked greens. They've actually changed a couple of the greens since they built them to soften them up a smidge. Yeah,
really? So which ones have been changed?
I think it's now number 9. That when we first got here, the first couple of years, if you cut that with any speed, the ball wouldn't stay on the putting surface, so we had to raise the front of it. I remember that. That was
really. That yeah. was even more.
Wow. Yeah, it's better now.
I can't imagine. I can't imagine what that was like without it. Because I think even now, if you're, I mean, that hole. Well, that's one of the holes. But if you're above the hole, on 9,
you're in trouble.
It, right?
You're in
yeah.
trouble. Yeah. Absolutely. Anything, any hole here, if you're above the hole, you're in the mercy of the green. You're yeah. just trying to just noozle it down there.
I you know, 18's another one.
So 18th hole here is the one along the road. You tee up near the road, right?
Yes.
And hit down the hill, and then you go. There's a creek, and then you hit high up to a plateaued green right in front of the clubhouse. Right?
Yes.
Yep.
And that second shot, I'm still trying to figure out the yardage difference on it. So, John, help me out on this one.
Sure.
And Jeff, feel free to chime in. It's not a full club.
No,
it's not. You know, it seems you're going uphill, and it's a significant climb.
I would say it's at least a club and a half. I would say
And a half sounds probably right, but it's so difficult to judge what that club and a half is.
Get your slope finder out there for your range finder.
Yeah, we sell them here in the golf shop. Yeah. You know,
that's you know. Well, first of all, that to me is the slope. I'm okay finding the yardage, but I think part of the game of golf is figuring out. You need to figure that out. I've always thought that was part of the game.
That's why you can't use them during tournament rounds. Yeah, they're only good for practice rounds. When I was coaching college golf, we had one. And to be honest, once you do it a little bit, you kind of get a good feel for it. If you take that slope finder laser around your golf course just once, you'll see it's not. Most people are going to predict it within pretty close. I would guess maybe plus 8 yards or 7 yards on number 18 here.
Usually, if you had a guess. I usually go, 5 yards more than what it is.
Yeah.
Also, too, because with the different pin locations, we have front, middle, back. So you need to know, too, where the pin is so you're not going long and hitting the clubhouse either.
And there's very few facilities in Western New York that are going to have
ever
that
done that
elevation change here in our area, unless you get in the southern tier where it would be more than 5 to 7 yards
sure.
at any time.
All right. So I have an idea on 18.
Okay.
All right. I was giving John a lot of my ideas before, but this one...
We need a liner for architecture.
Yeah. I was trying to think of something that would make the hole. So if you go long on 18, mm-hmm. There's the hill there, and it gets stuck up in the rough there. It's a nearly impossible shot. My golf partner the other night was up there, and I said, you've got to chip it lateral to the fringe, and hopefully it trickles on. And it didn't. It just missed making it, and then had to putt and gone to the front of the green. So my thinking is, and any of the members out there listening right now, I know if you're already on the golf course listening, guys, just mull this over. So behind the green, not all the way up the hill, but partial way, mow it like fairway. So there's...
That'd be tough to get a mower in that sucker. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's low.
Well, listen, you know what? There's got to be... Scott Howard does a great job here. He's a pretty adventurous guy. He's willing to try. As a matter of fact, we'll talk about the Duster Challenge, which Scott was on board with enacting a couple of years ago, which returns here August 3rd. DusterChallenge.com. Registration should be open today. If not, it'll be open Monday. But anyhow, it just maybe if it's just one swath back there, so you can play it long. It comes off of that onto the green. I think... It'll make for some more exciting shots, but if you elect to do that, it'll pick up so much speed, you may not want to do it, mm-hmm. meaning it'll go off the green.
Off the front of the green.
Right. Yep. So that's why I think it would be interesting and fascinating.
Yeah.
You guys are like, okay.
I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. I'm looking to make things more exciting,
yes.
right?
Yeah.
You know,
you hit it
up there, and if it comes down off of it, you got a chance for the ball going a hole. For the other day, we had a back left. If you could play it long, it could roll down in. It could go in back left. But if it misses, whew, goodbye.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right?
Down the slope.
Then down the slope. Down. And then, you may be off the green.
Yeah.
Most likely. Depending on where the pin is. If you hit it too hard, it is gone off the green.
Well, yes.
Yeah.
And you got to chip
cut
up.
That. There's lots of things you could do there. And as I learn more and more about maintenance of golf facilities, even if you didn't cut it
You'd have fairway to hand mow it.
You'd have even to hand mow it, right? Fairway length. Maybe that would, because less speed coming off that hill then. Mm-hmm. It would scrub some speed off as it came down the slope, and then,
I mean, they're able to get something up there.
Oh, yeah.
Or else it would be just fescue. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. No? So I'm just saying, that's what I would be interested in seeing. I think it would be pretty neat.
You should get on the greens and grounds committee here.
Well, I've mowed a green before.
Have you?
Yes, and I might.
It's not as easy as it looks, is it?
That is correct. And yes. We did it for television many moons ago at another club, and I may have
scalped.
If I were cutting someone's hair, they would come back for a redo when the hair grew back. Okay, yes, I may have scalped part of the green around the collar, not on the green itself, but on the collar. So I actually made it easier for the golfers at that time. We are live here at the Fox Valley Club. We'll get our PGA Tour update. Our tip of the week is coming up, Champions Tour report, and we're going to talk to Steve Beatty from Custom Turf and all the great work that they can do for you. Which, quick mention, next week the TD Green TV special will be on Channel 2, 5:30 in the morning and 1:30 right before the Players' Championship. You'll see some work from Custom Turf. We go to Woods to Wedges.
Yep. They did video of my basement, your basement,
yes,
right?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, we're in our basement, so pretty exciting.
We have Custom Turf installing a nice range mat at Glen Oak this week. Very excited about it.
Very nice. Yeah.
Awesome, awesome. I want to talk more about the course here at Fox Valley because – John, one of the things that, over the years, people are like, wow, that's just so tight and tough. And I think that's kind of a myth.
Yeah, I think so, too. I mean, I think you just got to play it smartly and not try to go for it. Like number five is a par five. It's kind of a sharp dog leg right. So you just got to kind of position it in a way that, okay, you got to hit a certain shot to a certain yardage and then play to your strength then after that. It's a par five. You don't have to go for it in two unless that person wants to. And just knowing your yardage and then hitting your spots that way. I would say that's the best way to kind of handle approach. I think every hole is a new approach. It's just not the same back and forth. So that's why Fox Valley is very unique like that.
I found that hole is tremendous from the back tees. Mm-hmm. I don't only play the member tees, but every now and then I was like, I'm going to play the tips today. It's not incredibly longer, in my opinion, but I think the tee shot on one is completely different than it is from the member tees. It's a demanding cut, but you can hit a full three wood and not worry about it missing. And then when you get to, it's not too much different on two, in my opinion. Three's a tough shot. No
par three.
But when you get to five, it's a really cool hole, I think, from the
tips. Absolutely. And plus you can take advantage of four because it's kind of a short par four that you can hopefully make birdie on that hole, and then and then the number five, just take advantage of that and just try
Which
to get your
is five a, that's the dog leg
that's
right?
a sharp dog that's leg sharp... right that some well and the other thing I like about
so people
it,
listening it's a 90 degree dog leg right
yes. 90 yes. degree dog leg.
When we
yes.
say 90 degrees, there is no cutting off the dog leg.
There's
either.
A large tree. Yeah. I'm terrible at identifying trees. Is it an oak tree?
I'm not a tree expert.
I'm not a tree expert,
so I couldn't help
you there. Botanist.
Arborist.
Arborist. Yes, exactly. I did not pay attention in science class. That's why I was a broadcast man. my daughter knows all the trees. Yes. I should have brought her. I know it's a pine tree. I'm seeing out the window. But anyway, it's a large tree.
There's lots of pine trees.
That's an aiming point, to cut it off that tree. But there are some players who will go for it over the tree, but you cannot do that from the back tee. That's why I like that back tee.
Yes.
And
because it's out of bounds on the right-hand side the whole way around five.
Well, some people can carry it. If they can hit high enough, and if you catch, there's like a tiny window of a gap.
Right, it's a little risk-reward hole.
That's a lot of risk.
Oh, absolutely. I'd rather put the ball in play and just, keep it straight in front of me. That's how I like to play that hole.
Yeah, and then, but back to the tightness or lack thereof of the golf course. There are some holes, too, that don't look like driver. Seven, for example. I always hit driver on that hole.
Absolutely.
And people are like, why do you hit driver on that hole? And I'm like, there's more room than you think. And I think that's what you get from playing the golf course more frequently. You find out there is
some room on the left-hand side.
Well, yeah, more room than visually appears off the tee.
So in playing narrow golf courses, I often think makes you a better driver of the golf ball. And if you go to a golf course and you play scared your whole life and you just, because it's narrow, you don't hit driver, that kind of takes the fun out of the game. So if I was playing here, it's a narrow golf course, I'd try to whip driver out there as much as possible to make you a better driver of the golf ball. And then when you go to somewhere else, it looks like it's a bowling alley, or not a bowling alley, football field out there wide, and it, it makes you a better driver of the golf ball. And for people that tend to see crickets, if you sit there and you look at these shots and you visualize good shot after good shot, and you get up on seven and you hit it really good every time, then when you're on a hole that's similar, hey, you visualize that seventh hole, hey, you stripe it right down the middle, it seems narrow to you, or it seems wide to you. So use what course you're playing every day to your advantage, and try to make yourself a better player that way. So instead of being narrow and hitting iron or hybrid, hey, hit your driver, and learn to be a better driver of the golf ball.
A couple of years ago, when I first joined here, I would definitely hit a lot of irons off the tee. I was scared.
Right, yeah.
And
yeah,
I think that's your point, right? You can't play scared.
Right, exactly. I think you got to just tee it up and let it fly sometimes and just see what happens, and then kind of learn from your experience that way. And then when you go play another course, you're like, oh, this is nothing now. I can hit this as wide open now. I can hit it wherever I want to a point. But here at Fox Valley, your short game, I think you'll be a better short game player here too as well, because you cannot do normal chip shots here sometimes. You have to kind of open up the club face sometimes, put a little spin on it, or, you just can't, like, running up with a 7-iron. You just kind of have to be smart like that.
We are live on TD Green, live from the Fox Valley Club in Lancaster, one of our member clubs, along with Tantara Club and Briarwood Country Club in Hamburg, all three in the C-Big group here. Let's talk about the junior program, or the kids programs that you have going on, and the PGA Tour Junior League team
sure.
that you have here, John. So, I know you're proud of the work you've been doing with the kids.
Yeah, I love working with the kids. It's kind of what I love to do, and it kind of, because it grows the game. And so, we started PGA Junior League here last year. Wasn't a success, and then when I was brought on this year, I really wanted to get a team together. So I was able to get 8 kids, which is great. And then some kids that at Tantara kind of joined my team as well to have a full team. And now we actually have a practice today, and we have our first match tomorrow here against Lancaster. So that'll be fun for the kids, and they get to wear we have home and away jerseys this year. Yeah. So the host pros kind of choose what colors we're going to use. He has blue and orange, and then each kid gets like some goodies in the bag and stuff like that. So it's a really fun experience, and it just gets them on the golf course. And to me, I'd rather them learn about etiquette, rules, and just being part of a team. And for me, win, lose, or tie, it doesn't matter. I just want them to enjoy the game and then play it for the rest of their life.
And that PGA Junior League is such a great format and so successful for introducing kids to the game, and just a fun way to takes all the pressure off because they play in teams.
Yes.
And then you don't play all 9 holes.
Nope.
So you sit out a flag, as they call it. And, every other sport, you have teams and this and that, and golf's an individual sport, and kids have more fun with team sports when they're younger. So
absolutely.
Great way to introduce. If you're sitting at home listening, you got a young daughter or son that wants to get into the game, go to PGA Junior League, look it up online, find a club in the area. We're going to be having one at Glen Oak. You have one here. They're all over Western New York. They're great for kids. So sign up, get your kid going, and it doesn't matter how good they are. They have fun.
Right.
Yeah.
But this, we're talking, can parents still get their kids on a junior league team, do you think, at any club? Or are we past that point?
There's availability still.
Absolutely,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yep. And then, and if not, then we have the West New York PGA Junior Tour. You can go see your local PGA. But there's PGA Pro.
Drive, chip, and putt, great way to expose.
Yep. Drive, chip, and putt, all those things, all the developmental, like USA Hockey. You've been in hockey forever. They have the developmental programs. These are our developmental programs for golf, and they're starting to become very successful.
The golf program's not as psycho as the hockey one, is it?
I think the parents might be as
psycho. It's not the programs. The program. Let me rephrase that. The programs are very well designed, and they truly are. It's every parent who thinks their kid's the next Patrick Kane.
Oh yeah,
right.
Well, yeah,
now
every kid is going to be Justin Thomas.
That's correct.
Yes.
Your kid's not going to be the next Justin Thomas, but what he's going to be is your golf buddy.
Right.
Right. When he's older and you need someone to go play.
Exactly.
That's what your kid's going to be. So.
And as programs like the First Tee, there's value to the game of golf. You learn certain, as you do in hockey and other sports. There's certain things that come along with learning to play the golf that are great for kids as they grow older.
That's awesome, and best of luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
With that against the rival, the crosstown rival.
Yes,
the
pep rally.
Yeah,
pep rally tonight.
And
do some trash talking.
Get the bus going and just go out there.
Are the kids allowed to wager? I'm just asking. maybe they could bet some Skittles.
That would make it.
Sure.
I know I would have when I was a kid.
Absolutely.
I'm totally kidding.
Snickers
about
bar
that.
Says you can't make this putt.
No, I think it's a. Easy. All right, come on. I'm just having a little fun. Brian on assignment's like, you know, I leave the show one time.
And it degrades.
Yes, and you already bring it. But I don't have to interrupt Brian today.
It's great.
Yeah. All right, let's get our Western New York PGA tip of the week brought to you by the Western New York PGA, which, by the way, their home office is right here at Fox Valley in the cabin, along with the Western New York PGA Hall of Fame. You're welcome to come and check that out. And the Western New York PGA looking to grow a giving game. And you guys are going to talk about, and John, we'll start with you, on our tip of the week today is mapping a plan on a golf course, particularly par three, something that I always do here at Fox Valley, try to map my plan, particularly on those par threes.
So I would say most players are just going to try to go for the pin every time. And I think at certain courses you can do that, but here you have to play a little bit in a way conservatively sometimes. If the pin, for example, on number three, if you're in the back left, you're not going to be going for that pin because there's not a lot of room for error. So I would say probably going for middle of the green, always playing maybe up front, and then always putting up at it would be a better way to kind of execute that shot that way. And just kind of knowing, you know, the slope of the greens too as well would be something I would probably say, okay, and look at it in quadrants. Do I need to be in this quadrant today or that quadrant to get to that hole?
You know what I like to see? I see one of the things I see when people play par threes, especially, is they don't tee the ball up. You know, you see guys just drop the ball on the turf and think, yeah, I got great turf.
Right.
Tee it up. I like to see players tee it a smidge higher. You know, a lot of players will just tee it up very low on a par three. Give yourself that little bit of cushion. You're allowed to tee the ball up one shot a hole to make it easier for yourself. So tee it up just a little bit higher, first of all, and you'll give yourself a tiny bit more cushion on par threes when you're hitting an iron. Now, if you look, par three averages are typically a little bit higher in relation to par than a lot of other holes. The architects make them a little more difficult, so use that opportunity. The other thing is it's an iron shot, and a lot of people don't hit their irons maybe as well as their wood, so they're not confident. So pick a conservative. There's a, I'm stealing this line from a golf psychologist, Dr.
Rotella.
Yeah,
borrowing. But you credited Dr. Bob Rotella, so you're fine.
Pick a conservative target where you're going to be putting uphill and give yourself your best and make a confident swing. So give yourself a little bit more tee. You know, a little bit of fluff under that ball to give yourself a good chance to hit it. Pick a nice conservative target that gives you a good putt uphill and make a confident, aggressive swing. And make sure you have enough club. Many times, I always hit 7-iron here. Well, yeah, it's cold today. There's a little bit of breeze. The pin's in the back. Doesn't mean you hit a 7-iron here today. Yeah, so.
Absolutely. I agree with that.
Great tip on teeing the ball up. I used to not.
And yeah.
Then, you know,
it's your advantage to do so.
Right. Well, it's too many professionals. I see him teeing it up out there on the PGA Tour, and too many of you Western New York PGA pros, I see you guys teeing it up and advocating it. I'm like, well, let's see. The experts say tee it up, so why do I think I know more than the experts?
Now, you're on tour with these guys. They'll always tee it up almost, right?
Yes.
There'll be some guys maybe that'll kick the turf up a little bit, but I would
most all tee it up.
Okay, that's
but they
thought,
do
too.
What you mentioned. They put it just above the turf.
Right.
There, right? Or it's flush, but they know that it's a consistent.
Yeah, sometimes if you're trying to hit a lower, you might tee it down a smidge to catch it a groove down or whatever. But, I would think they would take advantage of that every chance they got out there.
Well, they'll take any advantage they can get.
Exactly.
There's a lot, certainly, on the line. What's your favorite par three here, John?
I like six.
I hate six.
I love six.
You know why six? It's just my nemesis.
Because you make bogeys there? So it's personal.
Well, you know what? We talked about 18, getting the yardage right. I'm
the sixth.
It's a club and a half. It's maybe six. Differential down the hill, and I for some reason, challenge with them. Always either front of the green or the back of the green.
Well, if you're going in with that attitude, Kevin, we're going to have to change your mindset on the tee. Yeah. So just get on that tee next time and visualize.
I don't think
the best shot you've ever hit on that hole.
I don't. And by the way, I don't think it's a hard shot.
No.
I think it's probably the easiest shot.
How long is that hole?
Threes.
I think from the blues, it's like 140 from the blues.
Yeah, like 145.
So a wedge or a 9-iron or something?
Yeah, it's like a 9-iron.
Yeah.
But winds, there's usually wind coming in your face there.
Are you throwing the ball high in the air, Kevin?
Of course.
Okay, well, don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, seriously. You very seldom watch good wedge players or iron players hit the ball high.
Right.
They're trying to control their trajectory. Yeah, so they, as you see the tour players, so they can control the distance. Once you start fluffing it up or floating it up in the air, a lot of things can happen. People that are trapping the ball and driving it forward tend to control their distance a little bit better with their irons.
I do think that's the easiest par three shot. I think the toughest par three shot, I'm actually going to say it's 3 instead of 17. Most people would say 17. But 17, it's you could take a confident swing with a long iron or a hybrid to get it there. But 3, I think, is so tight when you get up near the green.
Well, because you have the trees on the left and right side, and then you have OB in the back. You don't have a lot of room to work with. So I would say probably just playing smart there, maybe just playing right in front of the green or middle of the green there and get your 2-putt and get out of there, I would say is probably your best bet on number 3.
And 14 is the most fun, especially with the front pin. Throw it off the play to the middle of the green, come off the hill, and you're waiting for it to go in, or at least trying for it to go in. So, John, thank you so much for spending time with us here.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
We are going to take our first time out here on Tee to Green, live from the Fox Valley Club in Lancaster. We're going to talk about the new vibe and what's going on here. Also get our PGA Tour leaderboard when we come back here on Tee to Green on WGR.
You're listening to...
Oh, yeah, we're wearing our Donald Ross right now. Even John Dedeer is wearing his Donald.
Yeah.
You know, we got to get you logoed up here, John.
I got a logoed on the back.
Okay. We got Donald Ross on the sleeve, TD Green on the front. We'll get Marie McConnell logoed up, too, here. All right, we're going to talk there in a moment. Our PGA Tour leaderboard, again, Encore Golf and Donald Ross clothing. If it's not in your pro shop, ask them about Donald Ross in your pro shop. They do awesome, awesome stuff. All right, Peter Malnati is leading the Wells Fargo Championship at Quail Hollow, where they played last year's PGA Championship. Not set up the same, set up normally for that golf course. Very difficult golf course.
And a guy I don't know a lot about.
Peter Malnati,
no.
He won the Sanderson Farms Championship in 2015.
Okay.
In Jackson, Mississippi. Decent, not a long hitter.
Okay.
He's tour enough long, but he's not, you know, with the big boys there. And he's 7 under par. His wife is a sports psychologist.
Oh, well, so, that helps. Yes. I don't know if that's good or bad if your wife's a psychologist.
Well, no, it's helping him out. He's been playing well this year. Peter right now, 7 under par. Aaron Wise, who had a great amateur career at Oregon, is 6 under par, along with Jason Day.
I saw that. Yeah.
Nice hole out from the bunker.
It's always exciting when Jason Day gets back on his game. He's so physically dynamic with the way he plays the game, and if he gets hot, yeah, he's always tough to beat.
Yeah, he is 6 under par, one stroke back. Paul Casey is at 5 under par. Charles Schwartzel at 5 under par. You have two winners this year on the PGA Tour. One stroke, Jason Day,
Casey's
one stroke back,
a real good
and Casey,
year. Yeah.
Two strokes back. And of course, everybody gearing up for the Players Championship next week at TPC Sawgrass.
I'll
be there for that. So that'll be great to be there again this year.
Tiger struggles with his putter a little bit.
Yeah, he is +2. Phil Mickelson also +2. Both players did make the cut. Brooks Koepka, by the way, should mention his return to competitive golf. Brooks Koepka has been out with a wrist injury. He hurt it in Hawaii, and so was unable to play the Masters, the defending U.S. Open champion. He is also 2 over par.
Big, strong fella.
Yes, he is.
Yes,
yeah,
he
looks like he could play tight end of the National Football League.
Yes, he does.
He's a big, fit dude. All right, Champions Tour report, which is brought to you by Absolute Care and Absolute Brook and Orchard Glen, the Insperity Invitational, Woodlands, Texas. Bernhard Langer.
Oh, weird.
Yeah.
I heard of him.
Yeah, surprised to see he's in the lead. He's 9 under par. He's 63 or 4.
Man, he's been winning out there forever.
Yes. Yeah. Always see him on the leaderboard.
Yeah. You want to talk about somebody in great shape. Bernhard Langer's in great shape. He was at the Players' Championship last year. He was competing in that because he was ranked high enough to be in the Players.
At 62.
Yeah, and he was, the fitness trailer after every round. Bernhard Langer, 9 under par. Scott Dunlap, Jeff Maggard, 6 under par. All right, we are joined now. John Dedeer is here, PGA professional at Fox Valley Golf Club, and Marie McConnell is here, director of sales at, I got the title right.
Yeah.
Okay, here at Fox Valley Club. Marie, thanks for having us here. Welcome to the show. And I mentioned to John at the start of the show, the new energy, the new vibe here at Fox Valley. Can you put that into words aside from me saying new vibe?
Sure. So it's all about, you know, being a different private club experience here now. You know, we're trying to be a little bit out with the old and with the new, more laid back, more welcoming to new golfers, new players, people that want to have some fun, looking to have some music down at the range, making it a little bit more of a party down there. And also in here, just to have it be a place, not just a country club, but somewhere you want to go hang out with your friends.
You know, it's interesting. Last Friday, I just showed up to play. That's kind of my style. I never book anything.
No tea time.
Yeah, I never have a tea time. I just kind of show up. But that's also what I like about it is
exactly.
Because, you know, they'll be in the shop and be like, well, so-and-so's out on hole five. There's only three of them. You can go
have
out
at
and
it.
Play.
Go on.
But actually, I ended up, you know, joining a foursome and we played as a fivesome. I'm like, you sure we could do this? And they're like, yeah, we're good. It'll be fine as long as we, you know, play to speed.
Nice play.
And nobody said a word. Like, no other members complained. You didn't get any complaints, right?
Nope, no complaints. Yeah, not yet.
Not yet, no. But I think as long as you're playing to pace, like, hey, why not, right?
Keep up with the group in front of you. That's all we ask.
It's supposed to be a social thing.
Exactly. I mean, music out on the course, sure. As long as you're not bothering anyone else, I mean, have fun out there. And didn't your fivesome become a sixsome around 16?
I didn't want to mention that in the radio, but yes, it did. But you know what? There was a single player who came up, and we asked, hey, do you want to join the B7, or do you want to go through? And 15, and it, you know, he's like, actually, I'm just going in. Like, I played longer than I need.
I've been behind you guys for an hour and a half now.
No, actually, no. We were ahead of him, and then we saw him coming up. And like, you know what? Because we are more than four, but even if we were just four, he's a single player. We'd let him through or to join.
That's the proper etiquette.
Yeah, that's what you should do here. Yep. And we did have music going, which, by the way, I think is great.
On the course?
Music
doesn't bother
in the group,
me.
As long as you're not cranking it, but you know, you'd hear it out of the cart a little bit. And I enjoy, people always say, oh, you care if I
got
music? I'm like, you
jazz.
Care?
Yeah, then I'm out. Yeah.
Zanfear and the pan flute, right? If it's Zanfear, that you're good with that. But there's also a lot of new events. One of the cool things that is done here, and which my wife and I love, and our friends here love, is the date night where we can bring our kids. And you have a separate kids' room.
Yep.
Where they're just, they've got games and they've got, you know, people checking
and
on them.
And that door's locked, I hope, right? Keep those kids in there.
Well, no, but they don't want, their meal comes, they don't want to eat with us.
Oh,
they
yeah.
want to eat in there. So
it's probably more fun for the kids, too.
Yes.
I would imagine.
Absolutely, yep. Yeah. So parents can enjoy a nice dinner. And then also, John's going to be doing some, like, glow ball tournaments and involving a lot more, you know, fun tournaments in the summer where it's just, you know, we're out there chipping onto, you know, one of our greens and basically doing a glow ball contest. But, I mean, we have a lot of fun things happening, and I'm excited about it. I mean, the new vibe here, I think you can already feel it, and it's just been, so far, already a great season.
Well,
so.
There's been cosmetic improvements, too, that
also,
I think are certainly, you should mention, that has been done in the clubhouse.
Sure. So, yeah, we recently put in all new carpets. We've painted the entire clubhouse. We have more things coming. Some updates to the grill room and the bar area, new TVs, some updates out on the patio overlooking 18 Green with some gas fireplaces and things like that. So we're just really excited.
No, I didn't even know about the patio stuff. That's even better, Mr. Midas. That is even better. You know, fun and being open to new ideas is also part of the vibe, too, and talking to some of the committee members just at Men's League. They are like, hey, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? Like, those are conversations that are being fostered more and more, I'm finding, this year.
Well, I think you're seeing it throughout golf, though. Look, they had walk-up music at the PGA Tour event the other day, and people are, yeah, you're seeing more and more of that. I mean, I've been doing this 30 years. I never heard music on the golf course. Now I hear it.
All
the time.
Yeah,
everybody's
exactly.
got Bluetooth speakers, and they're out there, and they're enjoying it. And I don't think, hey, if it's got people playing golf, they're having fun, who cares?
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. If it's bringing more people out to the course and enjoying the game, then why not do it?
They could be listening to our radio show right now, Kevin.
Yes,
yeah.
Which would be okay with.
Yes.
Well, you know, this, frankly, you know, I want to give Scott Howard a shout-out.
Absolutely. Right? Scott has done a fantastic job here.
He's the best.
I mean, you know.
He's the superintendent here, right?
Yes, he is.
Miracle worker, too, I call him, because there were some weather challenges the last couple of years. And, you know, I want to say April 13th we were playing. I couldn't believe we were on the golf course, and it was cut. I said to him, man, I can't believe we're out here. Like, great job. He's done a phenomenal job. And I think the greens this year are just spectacular. What he has him running at in the shape that they're in. Just incredible. But I also want to give him a shout-out, because when I presented the idea of the Duster Challenge, he was like, yeah, let's do it. Now, some people are like, I'm not putting 18 holes in my practice green, and you want to bring a DJ and music out and have a putting tournament, and
absolutely.
You guys embraced it, and this is our third year, August 3rd. It'll be here at Fox Valley Club, DusterChallenge.com. I suggest getting in early and signing up for it. We expect to sell out this year with it, and it's just a fun event. And that's, and then the members who didn't know about it can be like, wow.
It was such a great
event.
That
was awesome. Like, this is cool. And part of the – I'm not saying, hey, me. I'm just saying the club is the one who made
it happen, in my opinion. It is a great event. I mean, you pull up here, you have music going on, everyone's out on the putting green. It's just – it's a cool thing to walk into, and I think that's exactly what we're all about. So.
And the putting was good. Remember last year? Mr. Bartkowski.
Oh my gosh. You had to make an ace to win a hole.
Yeah. Wow. They were putting great. It is a lot of fun, and it's done getting better every year.
But those are sort of things that you're open to here at Fox Valley. So if someone has an outside event, they want to do a different kind of wedding, like, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you're
anything.
Open to those things.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, we're flexible, so we're happy to accommodate.
All right, so if someone is interested in an event or learning more about becoming one of those 300 members that John talked about, Project 300, the new vibe, mm-hmm. what can they do, Marie?
Well, you can contact me, first of all, but we're actually offering something that allows you to join and get in right now from May to October, pay your regular dues, and then we'll give you your first year with no winter dues, and then you continue your membership from March through August. So it's a really great offer, and it kind of gets you into the new vibe, and you get to experience it. So you can contact me or email me. We just launched a new app and a new website. So
new app is very popular amongst the members.
It's great.
They did a nice thing, too. Got a nice you got a free cocktail by downloading the app.
Mm-hmm.
Big fans of that.
GPS on there. I mean, so all of my information is right on the app for events or for membership, so, or the website too. So look for me on there, Marie McConnell. But also we have a new logo, which everyone's really excited about too. So
I like it too, by the way. I like the old logo. I like this one even better.
Yeah, I was around when they made the old logo. I remember looking at proofs.
Well, you were actually the model for it, Jeff, right?
Yeah. Big ears. Yeah.
Jeff, make your fox face. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, they do have a sharp logo. Very, very
sharp. Yeah, it's one of the best in the area, in my opinion. And the guests I brought here is like, that's a logo, the Fox Valley logo.
I know they won awards when the last logo from marketing firms, when that came out, we got some kind of award for that.
All right. Well, the new one's going to be more.
Even more.
More award.
The new one was actually designed by a local graphic designer, Evan Stewart. So, I mean, he's great, and he's helped us out a lot. We appreciate it.
Awesome. All right. Well, check out the new website. It's got the new logo, new design, new look to it. App's awesome. GPS is a cool, very cool touch on the golf course. So, you know, if you forget your scope or whatever, or you just need your smartphone out there, it's got the GPS. You can order food on there. Like, there's all these great things that can be done.
It's also really cool because if you are tracking your score on the app, it shows you everyone else who's out on the course on a leaderboard. And so you can kind of compete with everyone, which is really cool. And then also,
I didn't know that part.
Yeah, so you can see everyone's score, and then also, on a larger scope, anyone who has a Gallus Golf app competes nationwide, and then you do have a chance actually to win a prize if you're on the top scores of the leaderboard. So it's really cool. There's a lot of really cool things on there.
Is that net or gross?
You can change it actually, net or gross.
There you go, Jeff.
Yeah.
I know.
Nothing.
Oh, let's see. I might change my score in that hole is what you're thinking, right?
No, I'm thinking I'm not posting my scores. Yeah.
Oh, geez. Well, that's frowned upon, Jeff. That's why the computer's right behind you to post your score after every round here at the Fox Valley Golf Shop. All right. Marie, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
All right. We are going to take another timeout. We come back. We're going to check in with our friend Steve Beatty from Custom Turf to talk about some work that you're going to see on the TD Green TV show next week. And you know what the process is to get a putting green or the hitting area. Mm-hmm. Jeff's, I thought mine was cool. I really liked your area you have in your basement.
Yeah, Steve likes me a little better.
Well, yeah. I can't blame him. All right, but we'll talk to Steve Beatty from Custom Turf up next year on TD Green. Yeah, it's a little early for it, but hey, it's noon somewhere, right, Jeff?
Right, yep.
Yeah, it's game time somewhere.
If you're on the European Tour, it's past noon right now.
Yeah.
You're all set.
All right, we want to thank our sponsors here, TD Green, our presenting sponsors, the Western New York PGA, Growing a Giving Game, Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. They helped me out again this year with a driver, the new Cobra F8. I ended up going to the F8 Plus. What's that?
You can see me.
Well, yeah, Woods to Wedges, the TrackMan fitting.
They do a great job over there.
They've got my game in tune with that.
Don and Kevin do a great job over there.
They do an awesome job, for sure. Custom Turf, and we're going to talk to Steve Beatty in a moment, and our good friends at Michelob Ultra. We expect you to enjoy and enjoy responsibly with Michelob Ultra. You know, the weather's finally turned, Jeff, here. Yeah. Before we get to Steve Beatty from Custom Turf, weather has finally turned here. People are playing, and John D'Addario is also here from Fox Valley Club here. Weather's finally turned. I want you to talk a quick comment on expectations. Should be low. Well, start the year, shouldn't they?
Yeah.
I'm really speaking for myself, I guess. But.
Well, yeah. I mean, we had 3/4 inch of rain 2 nights ago still. So,
right.
Yeah, the golf courses are still wet. So if you're going out there and expecting it not to be a cart paths only or not to be a little bit wet, a little bit of mud on the ball, maybe some squishy spots, you still want to wear your waterproof shoes if you're heading out now. We had the hardest winter in years and years and years since, what, 1942 or something like that. And golf courses, the grass will start popping now, but there's still a lot of moisture. You'll still find, you know, the superintendents haven't had the ability to get out there and do all the work they've normally done by this time of year. So,
yeah.
But, you know, grass is growing fast, and it'll be good real, real soon.
Absolutely.
If it isn't already, which it, for most places it is.
Yeah, like today.
It's just wet, though.
Exactly. And I opened up my range today, even though it's a little soggy out there, but I think a lot of members are kind of chomping at the bit. They want to work on their swings and, you know, want to give them lessons out there, too. So any opportunity to kind of open up the range for my membership and guests, it's a great thing.
Well,
for
that's it for the new bagroom attendant to go out and pick range balls by hand.
Yeah.
We were lucky. We got a new range picker plowed right through that water. Yeah. So.
Well, there you go.
And speaking of range, we got Steve Beatty on the line with us.
Yes,
are you there, Steve?
Steve from Custom Turf joins us here on TD Green. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great. Beautiful morning out here.
It is. Are you out playing golf or are you out working today?
Well, actually, right now I just hit a few balls on the back of my driveway, and then I'm going to work after that.
Yeah, you got your own driving range, don't you? That's right.
I want to tell you about Steve's driving range.
Yeah, I've heard about it. I've seen photos.
It is awesome. I had to pick something up at his house about a year ago, and I pull up in the driveway, and he's got the hitting turf, a strip of which you're going to install.
We're putting 50 yards of it in it.
Yeah, putting 50 yards over in at Glen Oak. And I'm looking at he's hitting balls. I'm like, oh, he's just hitting down his yard. Mm. How many flags do you have? I want to say there's at least 7. Is that too many? Or it seemed to be about 7.
Probably six or seven, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't bet against Steve. His brother's a golf pro. He's in the golf business. He's got his own driving range.
Yeah,
if I'm playing, I'm a 7 or whatever he says he might be, there's no chance. But
that's not being fair to
Steve. I'm a big fan of his product there. One of the first things we did at Glen Oak was call Steve to have him put that range in, that range mat in to extend our range season over at Glen Oak. It's the same one they have at Park Club. We were fortunate enough to have him put a great setup in my basement. I can hit balls all winter, chip, putt, whatever I want to do.
Oh, I need that.
Basically down in my basement, yeah.
Well, and it's one of the things I want to mention. Next week on the TD Green TV special on Channel 2, that'll be at 5:30 in the morning and again at 1:30 p.m. So set your DVR if you're not going to watch it live, but odds are you'll play your round of golf and get ready for the Players' Championship. You can watch it. You'll see the work that Custom Turf did in my basement, in my studio, and in Jeff's basement, in his golf studio. And I'm just going to speak for it's at Jeff's, too. Really love what you did there. It really is a golf pro's studio down there, the different levels of turf and different types of turf that you put in.
Yeah, we like to mix it up and give you as real a feel as you can get from not the real thing, I guess.
Yeah, and then in mine, we put 3 holes in, and which, by the way, I was like, no, the turf is great. I had an unfortunate sump pump flood, and I just want to replace the carpet with golf turf. I thought it'd be fun, and Steve's like, no, we've got to put holes in here. And I'm so glad you talked me into that because my son and I just have a phenomenal – every day we're down there putting in there. And you did 2 cuts you did fringe and then a thicker rough. And I've got chipping areas, and I've been chipping in there quite a bit, which now I'm putting expectation on myself to start holing out more chips. But those are the sort of things that you can do, Steve. You can customize it, and you can give different levels of play and practice for somebody at home.
Exactly. Like I say, we try to make it as realistic as we can so that you can practice all year, really. We're in a tough climate up here, obviously. Like I heard you talking about, the superintendents pulling their hair out now, but hopefully we can go all year with the artificial turf, I guess.
The next thing I want to get from Steve is my mudroom for my dog. Steve, don't you do it? I heard you did a lot of applications like that because your turf's great for mudrooms. If you got a dog, you can customize it. Isn't that something you do quite a bit of, you were telling me, Steve?
Yeah, we actually do a lot of pet turf. When we got into the synthetic turf world, I think it was 22 years ago now, it was for golf because that's where my passion was. And now since then, somehow out of nowhere, we've been putting an awful lot of synthetic turf in for pet owners and have a lot of very happy pet owners that don't have muddy feet anymore.
Yeah, no, it's really good. Now, we should mention, you did our work indoors. You can do indoors, but you also do a lot of work outdoors. You can put a putting green, depending on yard size. If someone has a yard like yours, you can put targets out there. Just to kind of explain difference between indoor, outdoor, and maybe time that it takes to do a project indoors versus one outdoors.
The time it takes us to do the work is about the same, but the time it takes to do it at your property is less indoors because we do most of the work at our shop, and we come out and get measurements, know exactly the size we're making, and we pretty much make everything right at our shop so that when we bring it out, it's easier to put together. Versus outdoors, we got to start with the ground that's there and remove what we need to, get the grade to where we need to, make sure the drainage is proper. And it's more time consuming on site for an outdoor versus indoor just because we do a lot of the indoor at our own shop.
Yeah, one of the things I love about my turf too, I just take a vacuum to it.
Right.
You know,
nice.
When it gets clean, it's like vacuuming a carpet. The maintenance is low, at least on the indoor one, for sure.
And now, Steve, we can actually put a tee in the strip of range mat you're bringing to us, right?
Yep. The easy mat, yeah. You put a tee right in it. You can hit irons off it, or it'll hold the tee by itself. You won't need a little plastic peg to hold your ball up. You can stick your own tee right in.
Yep.
All right, so listen, if you got money back from Uncle Sam, this is a great way to spend it, guys. Yes. Forget the new furniture your wife wants.
Right. She'll be happy.
Although I know plenty of wives who would want this.
Right.
Plenty of my wife's friends have come over and like, wow, we need to get that.
That's so your husband's in the basement all day.
Well, no, because they're golfers. Because women golf too, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So I have some friends whose their wives golf more than they do.
I know a lot of women that are better golfers than me, yes.
Yes. CustomTurf.com, that's the best way to check everything out. You can see some of their work, whether it's golf work, pet work, other solutions for your home. And, again, you'll see their work on television next week on TD Green on Channel 2. Steve, thanks so much for your time and your support of TD Green.
Absolutely. I appreciate it, guys. You have a good day.
And we'll see you this week, Steve. Thank you.
All right. Yep. Make sure you get to play golf, too, instead of just hit balls.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep, we'll tomorrow. Do
that. All right. There you go. That's what I'm talking about. All right. Steve Beatty. And by the way, Steve and Tony and their staff,
yeah,
awesome people.
That was going to be my next comment too. Just the best guys to deal with, and
they're
so good at it. You know, I couldn't even see what they were seeing when they came down to my basement. And when he finally got it done, it was great. I was super happy.
I just figured, okay, I just want the turf, put it down. Mm-hmm. And they came back and this is what we're going to do. I'm like, you can do that. He's like, yeah. And they worked around. I have this, you've been there, desk that's in the studio where we record a lot. And what they did is amazing. I'm never moving, frankly, because of that.
Can you take your basement with you? No, I can't move that.
I can't. Yeah. I can't. Frankly, I can't move the studio table either, frankly. They can, but I don't want to with that. But CustomTurf.com, they do awesome work. That you'll be the talk of the neighborhood, to have in a good way, to have that done.
And one thing I forgot to mention, he's making a donation for every purchase through the West New York PGA to our foundation also.
Well, that's cool.
That's great.
He's partnered up with the West New York PGA also. Just shows the kind of guy he is. So.
Yeah.
That's great.
It's awesome, and I think it's getting my kid more into golf too, at least my younger kid. I gotta get the older one off of Fortnite.
I heard about that.
Well, attention golfers, we are done with our show, so it's going to wrap up another edition of the TD Green Radio Show. John, thank you so much for having us here at the Fox Valley Club. Thank you as a member. Thank you for all the energy and new things that you're bringing to the golf club here.
You're welcome.
And folks want to check it out, check out the new website, the Fox Valley Club, and a lot of great things going on here at Fox Valley. And get out and play some golf today.
Yep.
Looks like it's beautiful out there.
A great day, yeah. If you're at your club or thinking about it, go to your club. If you want to join a club, check out Fox Valley here or the other CBIG members, depending upon your location. Maybe it's Briarwood or Tantera. And if you're not, Jeff
call
will take
Glen
your
Oak.
Tea time at Glen Oak today, right?
We're busy today, yeah, as you might imagine. So
well, call ahead. Don't just show up. I think that's any golf. Mm-hmm. You go on your app to get a tee time.
Oh, we have availability.
Call ahead and people, they want to grow the game here with the Western New York PGA. I got Brian Kozio. We'll be back next week. I'll be at the Players' Championship checking in from there.
That'll be fun, huh?
And it's a great week on the PGA Tour. It's the best field in golf, believe it or not. All the top-ranked players are there. So that'll be next week, the Players' Championship on the PGA Tour. Thanks to Nate Geary for to work back in the studio. We'll talk to you next week, 7 a.m. right here on WGR 550.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.